Beginning transmission. Cray-mazingly
Incredifun.
Sugar Crash Kids Podcast.
Katie Elizabeth, do not touch anything in any of the rooms. If you do...
Who is that?
That is the mean old queen.
And who is the mean old queen?
She's this queen that lived in the castle with Katie Elizabeth.
Huh. Well, I'm Robin the Bird.
And I am Mr. Josh.
So, Mr. Josh, our friend Katie Elizabeth lived in a castle?
That's right. It was a beautiful castle on the edge of a lake.
It was an amazing place on the edge of this lake called Glasstop Lake.
This is Katie Elizabeth.
It must have had like 100 different rooms, and each room had something different and exciting inside.
So she told me about this one room that was full of slides. I mean, there must have been at least 50 slides in this room, and each one had a ball pit at the bottom. And that wasn't even the craziest one.
There were rooms filled with all sorts of crazy things, like trampolines and candy and every toy you could ever imagine. I don't even think I ever saw all the rooms because there were just so many. There was only one bad thing about this castle.
Let me guess. The mean old queen?
Yep, you got it. The mean old queen. So the queen told her,
Katie Elizabeth, do not touch anything in any of the rooms. If you do, you will only eat vegetables for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Well, at least she still got to have a yummy dessert, right?
Well,
Brussels sprouts. Even dessert would be so gross. Ugh. So, there I was every day, stuck in a castle with all these amazing fun things and all this candy that I wasn't even allowed to eat. It was terrible. I felt like I'd be trapped in there forever and I was going crazy.
So after all this time of basically being stuck inside this castle, Katie Elizabeth decided there was really only one thing left to do.
I had to escape. I had to get out of there. So I remembered hearing this story about this giant bird.
Yes, a giant bird.
I mean, people said it was like as big as a house. The only time anyone had ever seen it is when they left candy out. I thought if I could get close enough to the bird, I could convince it to fly me over the castle gates. And then I'd be free. So late one night, after the mean old queen had gone to sleep, I snuck into the candy room, grabbed a bag of chocolates, and ran to the garden as fast as I could. So here I am in the garden, in the middle of the night, throwing candy everywhere, trying to get this bird to come pick me up. Just then, I was about to give up, and the craziest thing happened. Out of nowhere, this bird landed right in front of me.
She had never seen this bird up close before to this point, but when she did, she was absolutely stunned.
Oh my gosh, it was awesome. It was hot pink, like a piece of bubble gum, and its wings were made of trees.
Hold on, Mr. Josh. This all sounds a little bit crazy. Did this really happen?
Hold on, let her finish.
When it leaned down to eat the chocolate I had left on the grass, I hopped on and grabbed onto its giant feathers. The bird ate the candy in one big bite and then took off into the sky, carrying me on its back. And that's how I got to the Isle of Hooglefair.
Okay, wait, seriously, did this really happen?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, sort of. I mean, it's make-believe. It all came from Katie Elizabeth's imagination.
So basically what you're saying is that make-believe is just making up stories that aren't true?
No. Well, yes, I guess. I mean, look, I have this friend who knows all about make-believe. His name is Captain
Crazy Two-Shoes, and I be a genuine pirate. Shiver me. What's the... the thing. Come on, shiver me.
Timbers?
Hey, laddie, timbers. Shiver me timbers.
He's a real pirate?
Yeah, he's a pirate. I mean, he's pretend.
Oh, so he's make-believe.
Right, exactly. I actually caught up with him on his boat the other day. And I wasn't planning on swimming that day, but the boat was parked pretty far out there.
Welcome aboard the good ship, Bollywag, Mr. Josh. Let me give you a tour of the place. Now this here is the whale. You use it to steer the ship. And over here is where we eat all of our meals. We call it a kitchen. Not over here.
Okay, so you went out there to talk to him about being make-believe, right?
Yeah, okay, back to that. So the first thing I asked him is, what's it like to grow up on a boat? And his answer was pretty surprising.
Well, I never grew up, Mr. Josh. I was just up. Whoever thought me up, imagine me exactly like you see me right here.
And was he mad about this? He sounds kind of mad.
No, not at all. That's just the way he talks. He was in a great mood that day.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
He actually had a lot of great things to say about make-believe, too.
Well, I think make-believe is the single greatest thing any person can do. Let me give you a few examples of how it works. And eye patch. Parrot.
So basically he went on like this for the next few minutes, just kind of making things disappear and reappear. And then he asked me if I wanted to try.
All right, Mr. Josh, it's your turn to give it a try.
All right, here we go. Ship? No ship.
No!
Yeah, he didn't like that one very much, but I mean, at least you can see how much fun using your imagination can be.
Okay, but can anyone do it? Can anyone make believe?
Yes, and actually, we asked some of our friends to make believe.
One day.
This is Sam. He is 3 years old.
Cooper had a birthday party, and he found a couple of cupcakes. And off he went. He gave the cupcakes to everybody.
Who's Cooper?
Well, he's the dog at Mimi's.
Oh, he's a dog.
At Mimi's house.
Did they eat the cupcakes?
Yeah. They ate the cupcakes. Once upon a time.
This is Janie. She's 4.
Two mermaids. They were sitting on their favorite rock. It opened up very big and everyone saw the two sisters. And then they hung their stockings. They hung right on their rock. And then they heard someone was coming down the chimney. And then the two sisters heard ho ho. And then Santa came. And then it was morning. They swim to their stockings. They went to the kingdom, and guess what?
What happened next?
All of the mermaids had the same dolls!
So, I guess anyone can make believe.
Yes, anyone can make believe. Even you, Robin the Bird.
Well, I have always wanted to be a mermaid.
Now that you say it, I kind of want to be a superhero.
And we can do that?
We can do that. With make-believe.
Well, thanks to all our friends who were on the show today, and thanks to you for listening.
My friends, if you enjoyed this podcast, go ahead and subscribe in iTunes. By doing so, every other Monday, these shows will automatically download to your smartphone, tablet, or computer.
And we have music, videos, merchandise, and more available at our website, www.sugarcrashkids.com.
And last but not least, please tell your friends to come and download this podcast for absolutely free, just like you did. This is one of the most helpful things you can do to support us and keep this show growing.
Growing or going?
I like growing.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. Wait. Before you go, we have one more treat for you.
At the end of each episode, we are going to give you a brand new Sugar Crash Kids song. And this one is all about, you guessed it, make-believe. All right.
See you next time.
Goodbye.
The evil queen was really mean, and she smelled like collard greens. She kept the castle locked up tight and said, Katie Elizabeth wanted to leave. She waited till the queen fell asleep, grabbed some candy and out she went. She flew away on a giant bird.
A giant bird?
Yes, a giant bird.
Oh, it's make-believe. We can be anything we wanna be. Oh, it's make-believe. Come on, come on, pretend with me.
That is how she got to the Isle of Hooglafair with all of the Sugar Crash Kids.